starting off good. Oh no.
Pause this. All right, so this is important. What I'm going to need you to do is, does that look like we're sort of both kind of talking at it?
I think you're closer than me.
Better scoot up.
I don't know. I think I'm quieter. So.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You can move it toward me instead of me having to move.
Yeah, I can have a loud voice.
Okay.
What I need you to do is start this over.
Okay.
Or actually, just Google the lyrics.
It's not one of those that has the lyrics.
No. Surprisingly, Monster Rap is not a big enough hit to have the lyrics included. I just need you to read the lyrics.
Okay.
As
me,
you're listening to it, not out loud. Just okay. I really need to make so start it playing
Wait,
again.
No, that's not it.
No, that's the Kanye song. You're gonna probably have to put.
Wait, why
it
does it
there.
Say Monster Rap lyrics, Elvira?
Oh, she has a song called Monster Rap too, I believe.
Okay.
She put out a Halloween album.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Here we go.
Let's go ahead and find that next.
All right, I got it.
Welcome back to Spooky Talk. We're just talking about. Novelty Halloween songs.
I wouldn't call it novelty. Okay, still working on that. This is it. Okay.
Yeah, just.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, play it. And then I need you
from
to read the lyrics.
Or?
No, no, you can just start from where you are, but just catch up on the lyrics. Okay. Igor, you idiot.
Yes, master. I just want to hear him speak. I'm the storm who reaches me. Connect electrodes, turn on the power. We are.
What is happening?
The kites went up without a hitch. Then Igor swinging
out for the switch.
Igor came down his head, winds up. Now he's doing the monster rap. Chuck the body. Chuck the body, body.
I just want that part to be my ringtone. Shuck the body, buddy.
I've given you a voice. Now rap for daddy.
Well, I shot a million bolts into my brain. Now I'm ready to rap. I'm a runaway dream. If you get in the way, we're bound to clash. Cause I'm the same dude who did the monster.
I'm my boy.
Shuck the body, body.
The zombies creeps and cools and turn them into rapping fools. Drac woke up from his nap, said, "It's behold the monster rap. You gotta chuck the body, chuck the body, body.
You can do the roll while you do it.
Chuck the body, 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 chuck the body, body,
chuck.
Igor, you fool. Yes, master.
Poor
Igor.
Yeah, he hates.
We've reached a goal undreamed of by science. Listen. He's going to rap
Yeah, that's not his name.
He won't stop rapping.
He must be heavily sedated.
Oh, no.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
So that it's important was... that song is. Well, obviously, culturally important.
Culturally. Spiritually.
But it's he won't shut up about how he, it's like, he just wants the, he wants the monster to rap. And then,
and then he raps.
And
twice.
The guy's like,
oh, he's like, too much rapping.
He won't stop rapping. He's, we've got to chain him down and sedate him. Like,
you were, must be sedated.
You were begging for this 2 minutes ago, not 2 minutes ago.
It's a 3-minute and 15-second song.
Oh,
thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
with
you're
me.
Welcome. That was, you're that was welcome. Really good. I thought you needed to have that in your life. That was important. I don't even remember what the hell I was looking up.
Sorry.
I hate it for you. You made a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is there a hole in this glass? Is there a hole in this glass?
That seems unlikely, but...
possible.
But have you ever watched a video that was 10 unmistakable signs your cat really loves you?
No, because I don't have a cat.
Well, is it because you haven't watched that video?
Uh-huh.
Well, all right. Duly noted.
Have you? That's like the new email forward. Do you remember those?
Uh-huh.
Where you would be like, 10 reasons why... I can't think of anything. Well, I'm thinking of the thing from The Office where he's like, 10 signs your priest might be Michael Jackson. I never really get the joke, but it just sounds kind of funny.
Well, to...
explain the joke?
To Notorious... to really keep the funny mood going, to a person and a group known for being pedophiles.
Oh, it all makes sense now. Yay.
Yay. Well. She's cheering for pedophiles. Okay, good.
Stop.
You were the one said yay.
No, I get it now is what I meant.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, gotta go.
Oh, are you going to do the guest on this one? Are we going to have a guest?
If
he can't make it, it's okay.
Well, you know, I'm texting him now, so uh-huh. That's kind of
that's what you're doing on your phone.
Uh-huh. No, just scrolling
you're not,
through.
Putting it on silent, like I asked you to.
Now, see, what I was going to do was no, it's on silent. I basically never turn the ringer on.
I never have the ringer on. I've got vibrate usually.
Yeah,
I'm into that.
Which is kind of sad to me. I bet.
I've heard. Don't keep putting me on blast like that.
Don't keep joining groups that are...
So, as a dude that knows nothing about makeup...
Oh, okay.
Do you know nothing about makeup?
Not really.
This is an ad that I got because targeted ads are a thing. What do you think about this eyeshadow palette? What stands out to you?
Hungry Ghost?
Yeah. Doesn't it look like it totally doesn't? It's not cohesive at all. Like all the
with
other
the
ones are like
these, yeah.
The same shade.
Maybe like, that's like the point. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. It seems like that definitely jumps screaming out.
It's like, it looks weird, but it looks weird. And it's called like a peachy palette. And then they have a blue glitter. What? I don't get it. Whatever.
Peachy palette and a blue glitter. Does not seem
sense.
To make much sense, but.
But.
Well, I think that was a pretty good episode.
Thanks for listening. This has been A2D.
A2D. All right, let's chug these drinks, I guess.
Cheers.
To Island Time.
To Island Time.
Wasted away again in Pepsodentville. That's the theme song for the show. We sung it on...
Why is it Irish? Why are we Irish when we do it too? Speaking of Irish people.
Yo.
That really just came right mm-hmm. back around to...
To wrestling. Oh, mm-hmm. boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What's this show called? You look so like you have so much consternation.
I'm trying to get into that. I'm trying to
did
sort
you
of
like that word.
I did. That really I love when people use vocabulary words.
Well, every word's a vocabulary word if you think about it.
And if you can't read.
Oh shoot. Busted me out yet again.
Is that a bust out?
I can't read.
I can't.
I can't.
I've just been looking at the pictures the whole time. I'm sort of trying to force my brain into where I feel like it needs to be.
Well, let's just talk a little bit and then.
Okay. But I mean, what I was going to say was like, oh, yeah, do the intro. You go for it. Do the intro.
Okay.
The best way to look absolutely insane is to look, I mean, without like.
No, that was really scary.
Just the wail of a banshee in the background.
Shock the body.
Shock the body, buddy. Man, okay, so also with that song, and we'll get back to what I was going to say, but with that song, it's like, so when Bobby Boris Pickett did the Monster Mash, once he performed the Monster Mash to its completion, so that song came out in like the 60s, right? And it sounds like a good, like, it's like a good take on a type of song. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like,
I mean, want you to say more, but.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I know where I'm going with this, and I guess you don't.
No.
So, you know how, like, it's so echoey in here?
We should really get some like, soundproofing in here.
Oh! if we just bring in like a booth that just sort of sits
cubicle,
around
just
us,
like a little cubicle,
yes, a cubicle of silence.
Well, we could have sat in there, but it's not tall enough. We'd have to sit Indian style, crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, that's what they call it now.
Yeah, sorry.
Appropriation, racism, problematic, canceled. Don't cancel me. Okay.
A type of song.
It sounds like a, you know, sort of like a 50s or 60s type of song where it's like you've got the person's, I mean, and obviously it's like he's doing an impression of like a Boris Karloff impression.
I especially like the ladies in the background.
Yes. It sounds like that kind of like a doo-wop song, you know, like a song where it sounds like a good approximation of that type of music,
mm-hmm.
to me at least.
Okay.
You know. But then he does the monster rap song. And it could not sound any less like a rap song. You know what I mean? It's not like even for like 80s rap.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, it did come out in 84.
Exactly.
But then I'm like, no.
No, it
came did. But it's like, it still doesn't sound like that era either.
I want to know too, if I haven't like looked into it, but I want to know if the person that does the monster rap, the monsters
is
rap.
Him.
If it's him doing another voice.
I don't think it is.
I think it's got to be somebody
else. I looked
else.
Up the lyrics and it says Pickett. In parentheses, whenever he like interjects into the rap.
When he's doing the, okay. Mm-hmm. But who's doing Igor's voice? It might be him doing all of them.
It might be.
But he does seem to have some ladies again.
Different though.
Different ladies probably. The others are probably long dead.
Long dead.
But he's not. So maybe not. Maybe they're still alive. Maybe they're still alive.
They're
if you, if you're one of the ladies that sing back up on the Monster Mash and you could just get back to us, let us know how
just
you're doing.
Tweet at us.
If you're still alive, tweet at us. And if you're not still alive, please don't haunt us.
Yeah, or you could.
I'd rather not. You can haunt Kate. She's down.
That's fine. That's cool.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
I'm into whatever.
What were you saying before that?
That you're into attention from ghosts.
You should have just stopped at attention.
Well, I was trying to not put you on blast.
No, you're not. You're constantly doing that.
I'm constantly blast pudding. Blast pudding.
Pudding.
Yeah, P-U-D-D-I-N-G. Yeah. That's not a very good, like, space guy name. Blast pudding.
No, it's like what you eat in space.
Blast pudding. You have to say it like that, though.
Don't they have Jell-O in space? No, they have Tang.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing.
Sorry.
It is a product.
It is a powder that you put liquid into
that's
and it
true.
Makes something else.
Wow, okay, good deal. All right.
Yeah, I'm, like, really into...
Powders and liquids.
Powdered food.
I'm really into powdered liquids. Oh boy. So what was the other thing?
I don't remember.
Okay. You know what the real problem is for us for doing things like this and for a lot of people? It's that thing of, So when we're doing stuff like that, and there's like, no, like over there talking, what is what I mean? I'm referencing earlier when we were talking, just going like, oh, see, this is fun. We're having a good time. The problem is like with this, there's a fear of silence, of like, with it just kind of dying for a minute.
But you can cut that part out.
Yes. Which is what I'm trying to say is it's like, but that's like, I think that's where some of people's anxiety comes with the podcast.
Are you saying me?
I'm saying anyone, but specifically you. Applies to everyone,
but
specifically
mostly
no, I'm you. No, it's me too. I you worry about, you just kind of can't help it.
Well, it's also like, I don't want to like monopolize your time as much. And I'm like concerned with not like when we're on shift, it's like, we have to be clocked in for this amount of time, no matter what. So we're going to chat and talk and it'll die off and we'll come back and whatever, but it's like,
we'll get distracted by having to do some work.
Not often.
What was the other thing? So talked about the monster rap. It's just not a good rap song. Yeah, I was going to something with that. Let's run the tape back. And if
it was about at the 10-minute mark whenever we did that. So
wow. All right. I have no way to run it back. So
it'll come back up. That's fine. Do you want to talk about your vacay or no?
That was one of the things I was going to say is like, oh, the best way to look.
Oh, we were going to talk about
absolutely insane.
Yeah, that
without
yes
without like, you know, looking like a crazy person, like cutting a ear off or something. I mean, like, is you...
I hear you, Van Gogh.
You've got to, like, look up and look down at the same time?
No.
So it's like your head is looking
I'm
down.
I'm so unsettled by that.
But it's like your eyes are looking up.
Ew! What the hell?
That's the Stanley Kubrick thing.
Ew.
It's like look up and look like look up and look down. And it's just like, unsettling.
That's not a very... visual, like you can't visualize that. If
anyone who has seen a Full Metal Jacket or The Shining,
for those of you who haven't,
this is like, this will ever be in an episode, but
it's like your
head is tilted down and your eyes are looking up.
Yeah, it's weird. That's really unsettling. Please stop smiling like that.
But if you do this, then it's not scary. It just looks stupid.
Yeah. I got the squeaky chair this time.
I think they're both just squeaky.
I can't hear yours. Can you hear mine?
Stop.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah. You couldn't hear mine over yours, but then who cares?
I don't.
No one will hear that. No one
will hear any of this.
Oh, that's right.
We're just speaking into the void.
Oh, that's another thing is that it's also like, we're doing other stuff and there's kind of sounds and things you're not worried about. You don't like notice the noise or the quiet.
Right.
But when you're doing this and you're trying to have everything else be quiet.
Right.
And you're trying to not make too much noise and you're trying to blah, blah, blah. That's just one of the things I think that makes it feel a little unnatural.
A little bit.
And that's what you have to sort of get over. Mm-hmm. Like you have to find your way over that. I don't mean you. I mean...
We.
Yeah.
We can say we.
One.
One has to.
One must. One simply must.
In this essay.
Ten ways you simply must get over here.
Get over yourself.
Your podcast anxieties. Simply understand yourself.
Podsiety.
So on Threedom once, Scott was telling a story about, he was like, he's at some party or something, or maybe he was telling the story that someone had told him. Anyway, they're at somebody's at some kind of party or something. And a guy turns to this other person and goes like, has like a little vial and goes, crack.
Crack.
Crack. Like, what the hell?
Oh. Is that what you've been saving this
that
whole
was the crackhead
time
story,
from like
yes.
an hour ago when we were taking the trash out?
I started to just say it. Just like when you said crackhead, I started to say it. I was like,
that was
oh, wait.
Really funny.
I'll tell you that.
Crack.
Like the fanciest way to offer someone crack.
The only way at this point.
Well, certainly I know from here on out, if I'm ever offering someone crack, that is
that
definitely
is
how I'm going to say
way.
It. I've never even seen crack.
Well,
I guess I can walk
can just
outside.
Go outside.
Hey, any of y'all got any crack? Pardon me, fellows.
All of a sudden, you have a waistcoat on.
Any gas station fellows? Could I trouble one of you for some a crack? Oh, anyway, this is a podcast about wrestling. Somehow.
Crack.
I'm simply cuckoo for crack. Oh, no. This episode will be called Cuckoo for Crack.
Will explicit tag?
No, but I think that's also like he says that on Family Guy once. Oh. Stewie. Stewie. I'm doing like a Stewie impression. I can't do it. Can you do Stewie? As like, I can't think of what does he sound like? He's sort of British.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Family
Guy? I've seen one episode, the Star Wars episode. I was held down and forced against my will to watch one episode.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Stewie.
You have to think of something he says, not just his name.
I like saying his name. Like, what's something he say?
I don't know.
What's something he say?
Do you want to think about it while I go pee?
Oh, okay. All right. She just peed right before we recorded, and we've only been recording for 20 minutes. Gonna be high as hell when you get back. Could it uncrack?